This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistan hosted high-level talks with the United States on Monday to review steps Islamabad had taken to choke funding sources to terrorist groups. The two sides, officials say, also discuss ways to increase bilateral trade. U.S. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Alice Wells led her delegation in meetings with senior Pakistani officials at the Ministries of Interior and Commerce to formally begin her four-day visit amid warming relations. In the meantime, the Pakistani Foreign Ministry has announced that the Prime Minister Imran Khan will hold bilateral meetings with U.S. President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the three-day World Economic Forum. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump begins in full tomorrow in the U.S. Senate. Only the third time in U.S. history a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for the trial. Jackie Quinn explains.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a speedy four-day calendar for opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial. When the Senate convenes tomorrow, it will vote on a four-page resolution outlining rules for the historic impeachment trial. It calls for 4 days of opening arguments, 2 days per side, and then senators get up to 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense. Then 4 hours are allotted for debate, and only then would there be a vote on whether or not to call witnesses. Democrats object. They say key witnesses hold the key to the impeachment case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democratic lawmakers had earlier said it was clear that the evidence overwhelmingly establishes that President Trump is guilty on both charges. This is VOA.